My treatment does not work. What did I do wrong? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. My treatment does not work. What did I do wrong? This is a question we all ask from time to time, far more often than we say, wow, it worked. But really, it worked far more often than we say, my treatment went wrong. What did I do that made it go wrong? Now, what did we do, or what do we do, when our treatment does not function for us? What do we do when our treatment goes haywire and something just does not happen, it does not fulfill the purpose we said? Well, just take, for instance, I have a cold, a simple, ordinary cold. And I say, I'm whole and perfect. I say, my body is whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. Okay, it's just a little cold. And in so many days, it'll go away, and I don't really have to worry too much about it. But it's an idea. It's an example. Now, what is wrong? Can that cold go away instantly? Can that cold be gone the moment we speak our word? And the answer is yes. Can that cold be extinguished, gotten rid of, completely destroyed, completely out of place, no longer with us, if we do the treatment right? Well, the answer is yes. Treatment is a spiritual principle. Treatment is a pure principle. Treatment is a pure statement of fact. Treatment is, like one would say, 2 times 2 is 4. It's a principle that functions every time. Now, 2 times 2 is going to be 4 whether we like it or not. 2 times 2 is going to be 4 whether we believe that it works or not. 2 times 2 is 4 and always will be 4, regardless of what attitude we have in our mind about it. Now, I'm whole and perfect. Does that function regardless of what attitude I have in my mind? Yes, it does. When I say I am whole and perfect, and I'm referring to the fact that I had a cold or that I have a cold, and I say I have a cold and I'm whole and perfect, well, that treatment will function for us. It'll make that cold all the more definitely ours. If I'm going to say 2 times 2 is 4, I must have the expectation that 4 is going to be my result, and that the principle will work, and that the principle always works. Now, if I doubt that the principle will work, and then I put a new cause in motion, now it's not the doubt that makes the principle cease to work. What it is, it's putting a new cause in motion. It's putting a new cause into effect. And the new cause is that you think that the answer will not be there. You think that the function of the principle in working in mathematics will not work for you because you are not wise and you are, so to speak, stupid. If this is what you believe and what you can conjecture, the principle is still going to work. But what is going to make the principle appear not to work is that you put another cause in motion. I believe that the principle does not work. So therefore, I will not apply the principle. It's not the idea that the principle won't work. It's just the idea that we do not apply the principle. When I say, for instance, with this cold, when I say I am whole and perfect, I do not think about the cold. I do not empower the cold, because every time I think about the cold, I give it life once again, brand new in my experience. And once again, that cold is roaring along like 60, just like it had never been stopped at all. And it hadn't really been stopped, because it was always in our consciousness. We were always doing something. We were sniffing, and we were blowing our nose, and people say, oh, you have a cold. And then we say, yes, I have a cold. And, of course, whenever you say, yes, I have a cold, you confirm the fact that that cold is part of your life. You put the cause in motion to have the cold. But Herb, it doesn't work that easy. Yes, it does. To those who are one-pointed beyond any possibility of having 2 points, you will find that it functions beautifully. I am whole and perfect. Can you visualize yourself being whole and perfect without the cold? Well, if you think of yourself without the cold, you empower the cold to be there again. But when you think of yourself whole and perfect, how do you think of yourself whole and perfect? Do you think of yourself whole and perfect with the cold? No. You think of yourself whole and perfect without the cold, but you do not think of yourself without the cold. You think of yourself perfect, in good health, fantastic, breathing perfectly, and your handkerchief never gets a chance to be used. You are in perfect shape. You have a perfect body. I am perfect in every organ, action, function of my body. My body is whole and perfect. You have no thought in your mind. I have no thought in my mind of a cold. And if I have any thought in my mind, any even tiny, tiny thought, I am empowering that to continue. And the more thought I have about the cold, the more exquisite the cold becomes. You know, we think, well, let's see now, what's the latest news about the cold? What's the latest news to get rid of a cold? Well, let's look into the internet. So we go on the internet and look up cold. My own boy, that's putting a plus sign for the cold. And then we read about colds. And colds come at this season of the year, another plus sign. And the colds are happening to everybody, plus sign. The colds cannot be avoided, plus sign, because the colds are spread by germs, and these germs are on everywhere. They're on in the air, they're in the doorknobs you handle, and they're in everything you do. You shake hands with people who had a cold or something, and you're going to get a cold. Now, that's wonderful. That's how the principle works. Okay, you look up in the internet all about colds, and it tells you that if you take this or that ingredient, that that'll help to allay the cold. If you get in bed and have a glass of hot lemonade, lemon juice, that that'll help your throat and help the cold. If you do, they list all sorts of wonderful things, and these are wonderful things, and they're very pleasant, especially the laying in bed and doing nothing, you know. But that is no benefit. Now, if you want to experience a non-cold, don't look up a cold. Look up a non-cold. Look up a non-cold. Ha ha ha, my treatment does not work. What did I do wrong? You looked up the thing that you didn't want to happen, and instead of looking up the thing you want to happen. Okay, what is a healthy body? A healthy body is made up of a healthy attitude of mind. A healthy body is made up of a body that is strong and fine. A healthy body is made up of a body that looks just like mine. Now, as I think these thoughts, as I put these concepts in motion, I think of my body as healthy. It reminds me of this woman with all the children, and the children were suffering different illnesses. And the neighbor says, "How come you don't get those illnesses when your children have them?" She says, "I'm too busy to have it." Well, we should be too busy to have any illness. We should be too busy to have anything in our body, in our life, in our time that we do not want to experience. But if we're going to look them up on the internet, we're going to put them into our thought. But no, we're looking up cures. No, you're looking up the incident itself. You're looking up the cold. You're not looking up a healthy body. You're looking up a cold. I look up a cold when I look in the internet and I look on how to treat a cold. Instead, what is a healthy body? That's what I really want. And a healthy body is a body that has a strong metabolism, as it's strong in every possible way, that eats good foods and drinks lots of water and is always in perfect shape, a strong, healthy body. Wow, that's what I want. Why don't I look up strong, healthy body in the internet? Because it's more fun to look up the cold. And the cold is more easily accessible. To go into a strong, healthy body, I have to think, well now, am I going to body, into healthy, into health, into strong, healthy body? What am I going into? Well, all those words are good. And just play with it. You'll recognize that my treatment does not work when what I did wrong is to pay attention to what I wanted to release rather than pay attention to what I want to experience in my body. If I'm going to drive on a trip from here to there, and I keep looking at all the odometers, and seeing it go tick, 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 of the tenths of a mile, it would take forever. But instead of looking at that, I look ahead and I see what I'm going to do. I'm going to visit friends, or I'm going to a restaurant, I'm going to the theater, I'm going to something, and I visualize myself doing that, and before I know it, I'm there. Boom! It's done and over with. And that's just the way treatment works. When you concentrate, when I concentrate on that which I desire for myself, then that which I don't desire for myself ceases to have any attention or any interest in me. It goes away and it's gone. When I concentrate on that which I desire for myself, then it is mine. I concentrate on good health. I concentrate on right action. I concentrate on peace. I concentrate on everything that is delightful and wonderful and good and beautiful. Fabulous! Because that's who I am. And that's who you are. And isn't it wonderful that that's what we all are? Pay attention to that and watch the miracles happen in your life, because they're happening to you right now. And they're happening to me right now. My treatment does work. What did I do right? I paid attention to what I was going for rather than what I was going from. Have a lovely day, my loves. I love you. I love you. I love you.